Russ rustled up.
Hi, Jenny.
Oh, hello.
Hi.
Hey, lovely, you okay?
Yeah, you. So
I told you I was a technophobe. Is this all right?
Yeah, it's perfect.
Obviously, I can see, because I know you said it's just on audio.
Yeah.
So it's just the audio. I can see a little picture of Barbara there.
Oh, my God.
Very nice.
Yeah, how are you?
I'm all right. How are you, love? The babes are in bed, so we're okay. We're good.
We're good to go.
Yeah. Well, I say they're in bed. We'll see.
Oh, I won't keep it too long.
No, don't worry. This is really exciting. So yeah. Have you already done some?
Yeah, I spoke to Julie this morning.
Julie has?
Yeah.
Oh, fabulous.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Really nice, yeah. So when I was looking earlier at your IMDb, and you joined Cora in 2001, didn't you?
Correct, Mundo.
So it's nearly 20 years then, you've been there.
Yeah, it'll be 20 years in...
April.
On screen. Is that right? Because I always get mixed up, and I think I had filmed my scenes in about February, which, yeah, worked out right.
Yeah, so, yeah, I think, yeah, April is when you joined, 2001.
My first couple of episodes, the first few, yeah.
Yeah. God, when was the last time you watched your first appearance?
Well, every time I go on flipping this morning on Lorraine Kelly, they always show it. I think they did. I think they showed it over Zoom when me and Alan were being interviewed by Philip Schofield.
Yeah. Oh. Did you have much input in, like, your style and kind of things you wore creating the character?
Yes. No, very much so. At the beginning. Yeah. So we decided she was a bit of a free spirit. And you remember she fancied herself as the... a bit of a fashion designer with my role in the Knicker Factory. Yeah. So so we got her sort of clothes that you know were accessible. So from the market.
Yeah.
I mean, I love personally. Jenny loves the Arndale market, and Fizz loved it too. So yeah, we got sort of clothes that she sort of were a bit out there for her. You know, because she was just a little kid in Weatherfield. She thought they were out there.
God, that
and
would have been
silly handbags.
That would have been so exciting, I imagine, creating a character.
Yeah, they're going... Well, the thing is, when you're 17, it's going shopping and spending someone else's money. That's what's exciting. So, it was just all on Granada.
Yeah.
I should have got a more expensive clothes, shouldn't I? I shouldn't have gone to the blooming Arndale market.
So, before you're in Cora, I think you're one of the only actresses I've seen that hasn't been in The Bill or Casualty.
Never been in The Bill. Oh, gosh, I used to love The Bill.
Yeah.
Oh, I wish I was in The Bill. Casualty, I would find harder. And obviously my dear, dear friend, Georgia Taylor, who's now back in Cora as Artoya.
Yeah.
And she did a stint on Casualty, big stint, more than a stint. But I did always say to her, I struggled to watch it because I'm a real sort of, I'm not good with blood and guts.
Right, yeah.
I love that programme, that ambulance.
Oh, I love that.
I have to watch it through my eyes. I love them because the paramedics are so kind, especially to the old ladies.
Yeah.
I have to watch it through my fingers because I can't cope with blood and guts.
Yeah, so probably not.
So I would have been very bad in Casualty, either as a doctor, nurse, or patient.
Yeah.
But I think I would have liked The Bill, being a robber. Yeah, but no, I was in neither of those.
Yeah.
Gutted.
But you were in Emmerdale. You were in there for quite a bit. What was it, about a year or something? Yeah.
I was. Just before I was in Cory, really. So I was at school. So I filmed it while I was still at school. So I was 15, 16, and in Emmerdale with Vicky Binns, who we all get around, you see. Vicky Binns, who was one of my best mates from our drama workshop when we were younger.
Mm.
And then I went to go and play her mate. So I was playing my real-life mate's mate in Emmerdale. And then a few years later, she came and I think Vicky came into Corrie and stole. Did she try and steal Kirk off me, or did she achieve
I
know she ended up marrying Tyrone.
I watched such a good clip of you the other day. It was when you walked into the Rovers and she said something. Molly said something to you, like, yeah, you don't like it when people stand up to you, do you? And you went, no, so sit down, and punched her in the face.
I remember that. Oh, gosh, I remember that. I had to punch my friend. It's kind of easier to punch your friend, actually.
Yeah,
you
can
kind
of
do it. And I also remember, because the whole storyline was about Kirk loved her because she loved dogs, and we were living, Fizz and Kirk, in Kirk's mum and dad's kennels.
Yeah.
Now, Jenny is not a great fan of dogs, especially when some of the scenes involve the dogs, dog food being poured over Jenny, and the dogs coming to lick all around Jenny's face and neck area. And then the other scene was I had to put two King Charles spaniel puppies down my bra because Kirk said it's better because they feel like they're nearer their mother.
Oh, God.
And I had to get in bed with an Irish wolfhound. So they are the standout memories of that storyline.
So you're a bit of a slapper to the dogs.
Oh,
yeah, more love scenes with the dogs, I think.
All the dogs. There's not one dog I've not been in bed with. And then they brought Bloodman Schmeichel in.
I was going to say,
so then I had to get good with dogs.
Oh, God, he was massive, wasn't he? Oh, and I completely forgot about this. I mean, I often go back and watch, like, classic Corrie and stuff, but when you, I think you were protesting on the roof and took your bra off.
Yes, well, that was the thing. She fancied herself as a fashion designer.
Yeah.
She designed a basque for Mike Baldwin. Something happened. He was not very nice to her, said it was rubbish, but actually stole her idea.
Yeah.
So anyway, blah, blah, blah. Fizz ends up getting cross, going on the rooftop of the factory and doing a rooftop protest in the basque. And then, somewhere down the line, I took the basque off because I was threatening to do it if I didn't get my job back. Yeah.
And you actually had Emily Bishop rooting for you, actually, on the ground.
Yes, I did. Yeah. Gorgeous, gorgeous Emily. Yeah, because she, she was quite a tyrant, wasn't she?
Yeah.
She loved her with Spider, her nephew. She loved all that protesting. So
yeah.
She was right up there. I'm not sure Norris was as impressed.
Yeah.
They always film those scenes, though, in February. Every scene like that you see where someone is next to naked or naked on the street, it's never in the summer. It was so cold. I've never felt anything like it.
About 2002, were you there when Julie Goodyear made her kind of comeback and she came back
I was there, so I was in it, but I didn't know, I didn't have any
scenes
with her.
Yeah.
With her.
It was more her and Barbara, wasn't it, Rita?
It was very much her and Rita, but I mean, I would have loved, like you say, some of those classic Corries that they've had on. Some of those early scenes with Bette and Bette and Rita actually together. Gosh, they were just brilliant.
So much hairspray.
So much hairspray.
What's it like working with Rita, with Barbara Knox?
Oh, you just can't even really contemplate how brilliant she is, considering how long she's been in the show. I'm not going to say how the age she is, but the fact that she's been in it that long and she's still doing it and doing it brilliantly, you can't even.
Yeah. She's just like on another level, I think. She's just brilliant.
She just is, and all the guys that have been in it, I mean, when you think about sort of, you think Sally Dinover, who's perhaps not been in it that long, but it is 40 years. Just crazy. They're just brilliant. They're all brilliant.
Would you like to kind of become a matriarch and be there as long as perhaps Barbara?
I can understand how it happens.
Yeah.
I mean, because 20 years has gone that.
Yeah.
It's so I can understand it. I totally can. And I mean, that joke that Bill Roach said, can't do any harm to do 13 episodes. I'll just do 13 episodes of this programme and then I'll just go on and do my other acting stuff that I want to do.
Yeah.
And then 60 years has gone like that. But yeah. I can see it. I can see how it happens.
Yeah, absolutely. do you remember the storyline when Scylla was trying to get... Well, she succeeded. She got Rita sent down in prison.
For
smacking Chesney.
Chesney, yeah, because Chesney had come into the shop and tried to nick something.
Yeah.
But she didn't actually smack him. No, she grabbed hold of him.
Yeah. And then he knocked his own head, didn't he, on the way out. And she kind of saw dollar signs. Oh, gosh.
Oh, my mother. She was terrible, wasn't she? And she was just trying to do it for compensation.
Yeah, that's
Gosh. She wasn't. She didn't, like, ingratiate herself with the neighbours, did she?
No. I completely forgot that Kirk and Julie Karp were an item.
Yes. Oh, yeah, they were, weren't they?
Yeah.
You see, Kirk, you think he's this sort of hapless, but he's had quite a few, you know. He's had quite a few romances. That's Weatherfield for you.
Yeah. It's a very incestuous place. Everyone's had
it's very, you are so correct. I can't keep up with... So, because I was with Tyrone, then I was with Kirk, then I was with Tyrone, and then I know there was the John Stake. I'm still very much in touch with Graham, though, and he played John Stake, and he's very much not as crazy as John Stake was.
I loved that whole storyline with John Stake, you, and Colin Fishwick, the...
Colin Fishwick, well remembered.
Yeah. And I really loved that Charlotte as well. I thought she played that neurotic character so brilliantly.
And I met the dearest friend through that. And Jean Ferguson played Charlotte's mum. Do you remember? And there was a bit where, did Chesney get locked in? She locked Chesney and her own mother in. No, John locked Chesney and her own mother, who was lovely Jean Ferguson, in cellar or something, then I had to come and help them.
That's it.
But she was dear, and you know, we lost Jean last year. She died, and it was such a treat to get to know her. She played Marina for people in Last of the Summer Wine.
Yeah.
And oh gosh, I was just the biggest fan. So to meet her and work with her and become mates with her was lovely.
Oh,
but yeah, all that, I love that story too.
Yeah, it was brilliant. You were sent to prison as well, weren't you, around that time?
Because
you took part in the, was it identity theft or something? You pretended to be Colin Fishwick's wife.
Yeah, I did.
You were under his spell.
In my defence, it was for the man I loved, John Stape. And he said it was all going to be, you know, everything was going to be all right. All he wanted to do was be a teacher. That's all he wanted to do. And so if he could pretend to be Colin Fishwick and be a teacher, then everything would be all right.
Mm.
But it didn't really. Yeah, then I ended up... Then I went to prison. Then I got married in prison. Then I had our baby, Hope, stay in prison.
Where is the prison?
Well, it's been upgraded, you see, Finn. There was a time they kind of built a bit of a makeshift set when we were there, but now there is a permanent, it's up all the time, 365 days a year, a permanent prison set because so many residents.
Yeah, it's like just a revolving door.
So there's a full-on like prison wing at the end of the street somewhere. Oh, it's brilliant.
Yeah. Now, one of the most realistic birth scenes I've ever seen was when you gave birth to Hope. And it's been memed so many times, that picture of your face.
Well, listen now. It was... Fizz gave birth to Hope before I gave birth to my own babies.
Yeah.
Now, all I can say is Fizz's was a lot quicker. I mean, I only had to do three scenes, but it was live, you see.
Yeah.
And everyone always said, oh, you gave birth on live telly. But I mean, I really did just... lie back and give birth. There were lots of people doing much harder jobs than me. I mean, the director said, you've just got to go for it. So I did.
Yeah.
So I just screamed as loud.
You bloody did. Are there any? Is there anyone in Corrie who's been there, kind of past or present, that you would have loved to have done more scenes with?
It's so hard, that Russell, because you always think, oh gosh, I can't. I don't know. I don't want to. I can't. I can. It's so hard to choose, but I would say, yeah, I think Jean Alexander, who was Hilda Ogden,
yeah,
for me. I would have loved to have, but all those guys, haven't you, obviously you've seen The Road to Coronation Street.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I just want to be in it.
I thought that was brilliant, The Road to Coronation Street.
It was just so good. And if people haven't watched it, it's brilliant. Yeah. And it's about the making of Coronation Street and all of those characters. I know Hilda wasn't quite in it right at the beginning and she wasn't there. But all of those characters that were first in it, I want to be in all of this. I want to do a scene with all of them.
Jessie Wallace, I thought was great as Pat Phoenix.
She was amazing, and I'd love to have done. Yeah, I'd love to have been. The thing I treasure most is that I did know Tony Warren and so those of us that knew him. And could listen to his tales of just, I mean, he loved Coronation Street. He loved it. It was like just part of him.
It was a child, wasn't it, really?
Just such a, yeah. So that I'm thrilled, you know, I wasn't obviously, because I mean, I am a bit, I kind of, like I've told you, I'm not very good at this technical stuff. I'm surprised that this has been working as long as it has, Russell, and there's been no technical cutout here. Because I think I should have been born. Like, I love the music hall and I love 1960s Corrie. I think I should have been born in another era, really.
Yeah, a lot of people say that about me, actually. I should have. I've got an old head on my shoulders.
I think you are like that. I don't know if I've got an old head, but I just love them. Yeah, I just kind of, I don't do very well in 2021. I'm not very good at all this stuff.
So, yeah, I think with people, With like current cast members that are in it now, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like you and Helen Wirth's character, Gail, you don't really have many scenes together, do you?
Oh, no. Do you know, Helen is just, as Gail, just brilliant. We don't have many scenes together, and I would love to do, yeah, there's so many that I'd love to do more with. I did a lovely scene with her just before, I can't remember, well, it must have been before Christmas. And when she was upset about little Oliver.
Yes.
I think I did a lovely scene. I mean, I was just in the scene and she was there being brilliant. But it wasn't really. But that was the closest we kind of got for a bit of doing. Yeah. She's just brilliant.
Yeah, I love Helen. Lovely. One of my favourite storylines that you're in was with Kirsty and Tyrone. I loved that.
Yeah, again. You see, this is it. So when you say to me who picked like your favourite thing, you can't. Yeah, and you remind me of the stuff. They're all like so brilliant and different in their own ways, but I mean, I loved being part of that. Alan and Natalie were brilliant at it. It was just so brilliant, that, and then the fact that I got to come in the middle of it, you see, and I mean, it was really, really, really special, because it was so well. It was one of those storylines that was actually made an impact on people's lives. You know, you hear about them. There's been so many Corrie stories that have done that.
Yeah.
But male domestic violence was just not talked about. As soon as it's talked about in Corrie, it just does something. Or in the soaps, if things are talked about, it's just, you just feel, oh gosh, it's happened to Tyrone. Like, he is a real person and it's happening to him. And you really, it's much stronger often than if you see it on the news or in some sort of documentary.
Yeah, because it's going into people's living rooms every week, isn't it? And it's making people,
and they care about, and they care about them. And so, you know, I know Alan had some like amazing contact with men who'd been through similar things, and lots of those men helped that had then become part of charities and support groups, they helped with getting the research for the storyline just right, and it was brilliant.
I always imagine that must be one of the, I don't know if it's weird to say highlights, but really something really rewarding to do as a, as an actor on a soap when you get to, when you have a storyline coming to you and you have to go and do the research and meet these people, these amazing people that have gone through this and come out the other side. And
it did, it felt such a, and it just, it felt like, they felt, it's an honour really that, that the writers,
yeah,
when they kind of decide that, that, you know, that you're going to be part of that story. I love it, and I love the fact that, and again, you know, you asked me, it's so difficult, the fact we're doing scenes in Jack and Vera's house, and because it doesn't really feel like our house ever. I feel like that is Jack and Vera's house that we are just visiting.
Yeah.
And that, that nostalgia is really lovely, so I just, I love it.
Yeah, I can imagine they were incredible to work with, them too.
Oh, just brilliant, and just, yeah, so... just so brilliant. And we talk about them all the time in that set, you know, I mean, we really do.
Yeah.
Remembering things, and parts of them are still there, like the cladding and Vera's bar, or was it Jack's bar? I'm not sure whose bar it was, but anyway, it's still very much there.
Yeah.
So we talk about them often.
Yeah, well, that's how you keep them alive, isn't it? Talking about them and sharing stories.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
With the storyline going back to Kirsty, she was in it for a short time, wasn't she? About a year and a half. But I think she made, I mean, like, touching on the domestic abuse of males, but she made such an impact, I thought. And with the court case. The court case as well, when she kind of burst in and then admitted it. And there's that brilliant line of you when you gave evidence. And I think... oh, no, sorry, it's when Deirdre and Kirkbride's giving evidence and you say you're going to smash her stupid glasses.
Oh, gosh, I shouldn't have said that, though, should I? I don't remember that.
Do you not?
It's been very emotional. I don't think I remember saying that.
Oh,
I trust you, though.
Well, it was just so nasty, so unlike Tyrone. How you think you've got the measure of somebody?
I want to smash her stupid glasses.
So moving on to your... amazing restaurant Annie's. When did you open that? Am I right in thinking 2013?
It was end of 2012. Yeah, so it was in December 2012.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, really missing it at the moment because it's just you know, just waiting to be told if we'll be allowed to open again. We're just missing it a lot.
Yeah, no, I can imagine. That would have been when I first met you then with Martin in 2012, early 13.
It was with lovely Martin.
Yeah.
Can you believe how long ago that was?
I know, it's crazy. We were so excited to go there. I think it was my mum that told us about it. And we'll book a table. And I think you were there like on the... as soon as you walk in, because you go into that bit first, don't you? And then you go downstairs. And you were there, we couldn't believe it. And I think we got so drunk and we were there till like closing. And I think you were like cleaning around us thinking, oh, piss off, you two. Bloody. Because every other question, we were like, what's Emily Bishop like in real life? What's Rita like in real life? It was just, we loved it there. And I think we came back quite often, as you know. We also befriended your lovely father as well, your dad, who we just...
My dad was such a fan of you both.
Yeah, we both loved him so much. He was always made time for us and sat with us and talked and shared stories and, had a lot of time for him.
Oh, he was such a fan of you both. And obviously, because we lost dad not that long before...
Yeah.
The world sadly lost Martin and do think of them together, you know. I often think of them now together.
Yeah.
I think they'll be having a drink together.
Yeah, I hope so. Yeah, I think of those times really fondly of coming to your restaurant and sitting with your dad and Martin. I'll always remember them.
Yeah.
Yeah, hopefully this year you can get it up and running again. I'd like to come back because I don't think I found it was one of those places I really kind of avoided afterwards because it was such
because it was a difficult I bet because it must remind you of Martin and I understand that
it was just us two that went there really, so I think actually I did go there once after he died, and I took his mum because I thought, oh, that's, you know, the next best thing.
Yeah.
So yeah, we went there for like tea and cake, I think, one afternoon. But yeah, I've got lovely memories of that place.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's everyone support their local restaurants in their local towns.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely.
When they can open.
So what sort of things do you like to watch on TV?
Oh my goodness! Right. I have watched. Have you watched Finding Alice? It's got Graham Hawley, aka Old John Stake, in it.
Yeah.
It's the new ITV thing with Keely Hawes.
Oh, I've got that on record.
Well, I loved it, and I did a modern thing actually. I got a bit confused, but I think I ended up starting to watch Ep 5 before I'd watched Ep 4. But so it's been on every week, but it's also, do they call it dropped when that's happened?
Yeah.
It's dropped in the ITV hub, and it's all there. So we've watched it all. I've watched it all.
Oh, I like it when
I said, I got a bit confused. But do you like to watch it week by week?
No, I like to binge it, really.
Yeah, well, we binged it. I mean, not like all. It's only 6 episodes, but I think we did like 2-2-2, or maybe 2-3-2.
Yeah.
Like I said, I got a bit confused because I watched the wrong one. But it's very good. So that, what have I loved? Obviously we are right in the middle of homeschool. So this is, I'm glad this is a podcast and not a video cast because you've got me. I'm on halfway through week four of homeschooling. So I'm not looking the best.
Well, if it makes you feel better, I'm in my PJs anyway.
Oh, well, that's good. Yeah, but I bet they're fabulous ones.
Yeah, they are quite fabulous, actually.
Yeah, I bet they are. You look like Bloomin' Rita. I'm not giving off the same vibe. I'm watching a lot of BBC Bite Size education for six-year-olds. So there's lots of... And then we watch something called Andy's Dino World Adventures and then Andy's Live Animal Adventures.
God, is your little boy really six now?
Yeah, so he's six. He was six. Wow. So he's in year one, and he was six in November.
God, that's outrageous.
So we had a little Zoom party because obviously he couldn't have a real one, bless him.
Mm.
I'll tell you what we're watching, and actually now Albert is a fan, so it's our viewing. The Masked Singer, favourite obsession. Are you a watcher?
I watched season one because it was like new and a bit of a novelty, but season two I just think it's so impossible to guess who it is that it's so
annoys
me.
I have got a complaint because I thought Bush Baby, now spoiler alert if anybody's not watched it,
yeah,
are you happy you're not bothering, are you?
No.
Bush Baby had an Australian accent, so I said, well, it's Jason Donovan. But it was blooming John Thompson, who is my friend, and I still didn't guess who it was. And actually, the winner last year was my blooming friend, Jason Manford, and I didn't guess him. Because you shouldn't be allowed to put an accent on.
I can't get into it, especially when they kind of insinuate, I saw a clip of it last weekend when Jonathan Ross said, oh, I think it's Celine Dion. You think, oh, come on.
Of course it's not Celine Dion, yeah.
She just flew over here.
Good one, Don. But, yeah, maybe not. They have Mel B, but maybe not Celine Dion, yeah. It's also very difficult with the travel restrictions. I'm not sure she could get here.
Yeah, I'm sure otherwise she'll be there like a shot.
Exactly. I think that's probably the main reason.
Do you miss live... Because for me, I miss live music the most. I miss going to see... like a band, a concert, going to the MEN? Or do you not really do that?
Yeah, I do. Mm. Yeah, we keep talking about, and also even with the kids, we used to go to a lot of theatre.
Yeah.
We saw a lot of shows. And this year, like a pantomime, the fact we didn't go to a pantomime, and Hilda, our little one, would have loved it this year. I mean, we've taken her as a babe in arms to things, but this year she would have loved that. I've missed live theatre and live shows.
Yeah, I mean, there's certain things you can music. There's certain things you can put online, isn't there? But I think Panto is, it's, you've got to be there, haven't you, for the atmosphere.
You've got to be there. Yeah. We watched a music gig, actually. We watched Liam Gallagher, By the Thames.
Oh, yeah.
We did that. That's the only one I've seen, really. But again, it wasn't the same. It's not the same as having, like, a bottle of wee thrown over your head at Old Trafford Cricket Ground. And I've missed, every single weekend without fail. Sometimes twice, we would be at a kid's birthday party, which are, quite full on in the brain department, and it hurts your brain.
Yeah,
it's quite that high pitch.
Need a little Valium afterwards.
You honestly, and if you've done like 4 or 5 weekends in a row, you think, oh my goodness, please, one weekend off. But I miss them. I miss them so much because these Zoom parties, I mean, we've done a few and the kids entertain us, we try hard, but flipping heck, it's not the same.
Yeah. I guess it's less clearing it's up, not. But...
There's less clearing up, there's less thick, but it's still not the same.
Well, we just got to see each other, didn't we, right before lockdown happened.
We were so lucky.
Yeah.
Russell, I think you were the last person. I'm not even joking. I think you might be the last person I hugged.
Oh.
Honestly, I don't think I went out after that.
Yeah.
I don't go out gallivanting at the best of times. So, I choose my meetings carefully at the best of times. But I honestly think you were.
Yeah, no, we were very lucky. We just got it in time right before everything happened.
It's bonkers, isn't it?
Towards the end of our chat now, and every question I like to ask people, because I love my food, tell me your dream butty and packet of crisps to go with it.
Oh, dream butty. I think a classic. Oh gosh, it's a toss up between egg mayonnaise or cheese and tomato, but I think I'll go cheese and tomato.
And crisps?
Salt and vinegar.
Oh, yeah.
Salt and vinegar crisps.
Yeah. Love salt and vinegar.
Salt and vinegar Walkers, yeah.
And in Corrie, if you weren't working at the factory, where would you like to work? And where would you like to live as well?
Well, where would I like to... I wouldn't like to live anywhere else but in our house. In Corrie, because like I say, it's the Dobbs house, but it's got so many memories of the Duckworth, and it will always be, they will always be part of it. It will always be the Duckworth. So there, I can't imagine living anywhere else, and I love it. It's a bit small when we've got, Tyrone, his nana, a dog, and 2 kids. Bit of a nightmare, but maybe an extension on the back. It's time Tyrone could sort that for me. And I'm not working in the factory at the moment. At the moment, still working for Gary.
Yeah, of course.
But you see, I do still kind of feel like a factory girl, even though I'm not one.
Yeah.
And I do want to be involved. And when I watch it on the telly, I think, oh no, I'm not in it.
Yeah.
So I'm working for Gary, which is. It's okay because I can pop. It's the furniture shop's right by Tyrone's garage, so I can pop in and take in his butties and mither him.
Yeah.
So that's all right.
I would love a room at Audrey's house in Grasmere Drive.
Oh gosh! Now listen, have I ever been to Audrey's house? I'm having a vague flashback that I have. Yeah, I think I have with Maria.
Yeah.
It's posh at Grasmere Drive. Very posh.
Well, thank you so much for talking with me today, my love.
It's a pleasure.
It's been really nice to catch up. Thank you.
It's been so nice to catch up.
Are you just going to pop off to bed now?
I might have another cup of tea. It's Thursday tomorrow. I've got a school Zoom in the morning. And then some more... maths and phonics, so yeah, I think probably I should go to bed soon.
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah, well, I'm going to finish this glass of wine and watch tonight's chase. That's about...
See, I didn't have a wine because, you know, I would literally have fallen asleep on you. What chase are you watching? The one that's the chaser's chase? Or just the normal chase?
Just the normal one, tonight's one, yeah.
You know which one I mean? Which one, yeah, which one did you have where they all got... What was it called?
Oh, Beat the Chasers.
Oh, Beat the Chasers, it was good.
Yeah, I loved that. Loved that a lot.
Have you seen that one that I flicked on? It must have been in between the Corries, where the three chasers are going around the world or something. Yes.
Yeah, I've got that to watch, actually. I've got, that's on record.
I need to watch it.
Who's your favourite chaser?
Well, so I did a Corrie special, and then I did an I'm a Celeb special. So I think we had Sean, and then we had Jenny, the vixen.
Yeah.
I love them all, but I think I like Anne. Yeah, what's she called?
The governess. Yeah.
The governess. Yeah.
Yeah, it's got to be Anne. She's god tier chasers. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll let you go. But thanks again. I'll give you a message in a minute. But thank you very much.
All right, love.
And hopefully see you soon.
Bye. Hopefully hug you soon.
Yeah. Bye, my love. Bye.
Bye, love.
I am gonna make sure they lock you up for this.